Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth listeners. I am Sandra Bueno, your host and founder, coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. This program is designed to raise awareness, bring empowerment, and foster change by highlighting individuals, leaders, authors, visionaries, and people who are making a difference, and those who are stepping up for change, most especially as it relates to the lives of youth. And today's guest is a person who is very close to my heart because she is a friend and she is also a partner in a quest to make a difference for people, not just directly children, but also those individuals who are in the environment that directly influences children. And I'd like to present to you Ms. Suzanne Covey, who is the founder of the Ignite Your Life company, as well as a movement that she is here to present to you and to really speak to you from the heart and also from a place of perspective and a place of change. At this time, I'd like to introduce Suzanne. Suzanne, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you very much, Sandra. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, and good to talk to you, as usual.
No, thank you. I definitely want to bring you on because right now, you know, these past few days, I have been actually speaking with a lot of different people who are creating programs and, you know, stepping up. And at this point, I think it's so important that you share what you are working on, what you have coming up, as well as to give people the ability to see in the future. We're hearing so much, you know, negative information and just so many things of doom and gloom that, you know, when we're doing something great that's going to inspire people, it is time that we step up. So for me, you know, having you on the show right now just really takes us to a different place where we don't no longer focus on issues, but we focus on the solutions that are being created.
Right, and you really hit the nail on the head when you said so much negativity in the news and just, and there's a lot of positive too, but we tend to, as human beings, focus on the negative and what we're trying to do, what you are trying to do, and myself, and so many people out there and within our network are trying to change our views and our perspective on what our life is like, what it can be like, what are the possibilities for our future, and bring that positive energy and that positive hope back to life again. And that is why Courageous Movement was founded, was for that specific reason. So can I share a little bit of that with your listeners?
Of course. Let's start with that.
Okay, great. Well, initially my company is called Ignite Your Life. That's my corporation. And out of that, I founded an organization called the Courageous Women Movement, which is a movement to help women weave courage back into their life. And the reason why I say weave courage back into your life is because it's a process. Excuse me. Sorry in my throat. It's a process of starting to really pinpoint the areas of your life that aren't working for you, that there's no workability, and helping women to define what direction they want to take it in, but then at the same time help them to find the courage and the voice to make those positive changes happen, to not focus on the negative, to not remain in the past, but to position yourself in a powerful place of being so that you can make those courageous choices for yourself. And it is a weeding process because there are areas in our life where we do feel very powerful, and yet there's other areas where we don't feel powerful. So what I aspire to do with this movement is to connect all women within the community, whether they are wives, mothers, sisters, daughters, community leaders, entrepreneurs, every woman who is facing challenges, difficulties, transitions, who are looking for something new, some renewed sense of excitement for their life, bring them together as a community of spirits, as a community of women, to help guide each other. The Courageous Women Movement is exactly that. It's a movement. It's not about talk. It's not about getting together in a little circle like John Maxwell was saying and do a kumbaya. This is about getting women into action, getting women to start to move. And in the Courageous Women Movement, by linking women in the community to each other, we provide not only support, we provide inspiration, we provide new perspectives, we provide opportunities through work, through joint ventures, through just care and support in helping other women to move forward. And is it okay? Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
No, I'll continue afterwards. Please finish.
Okay. And with that, I'm very passionate about making this movement happen in a grand scale, and that is by launching an event that I have coming up in April and called the Love Fest, and I'll share more of that with your listeners a little bit later. But with the Courageous Women movement, and especially with what we're doing and what we're creating together with the Rise to Win, is that being a wife and a mother and an entrepreneur and a wife and a sister and all those other things, I wear all those hats like so many women out there. My ultimate purpose for wanting to create this business was because I was feeling unpowerful as a wife. I was feeling unpowerful as a mother and as a woman. And I did not want to continue living my life that way. So I had a couple of choices. I could either not live, or I could change the way I was living. And in order for me to change the way I was living, I had to change how I was being and the choices I was making to support that.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but what do you see is the need out there? What do you see? Because you mentioned there's so many, most of the women are in one way or the other trying to fit so many roles, and there's only, only so many hours we are awake. There's only so much we can do in each area of our life. But what is your experience? What has been your experience with the women that you have come across?
I think there's an issue called what I like to call it the Renaissance women paradox. And what that is that usually you'll hear the Renaissance man as a man who can be all, he can feel, he can do, he can all these things. But there's also the same issue that lies with women, and that is that belief that we can do everything and that we are capable of doing everything, and so we should do everything. The feminist movement was a phenomenal movement, and it was so necessary within this country to help women become more noticed, to give us rights, the same rights that any human being should be allowed. And I'm very grateful for that. But I think what's also happened over time is that we've lost a connection to who women are and why, I believe, why we were created. We are natural healers. We are givers. We also need to learn to be better receivers. And the problem that I see lying, to answer your question, is that women are kind of walking around like zombies. They're walking around with their task list, with their obligations, with all of the things that they need to do, and yet if you ask them, what do you need to do for you, they're blank. They know what they should do. They know what they would like to do, but they haven't quite found either the courage or the vision to do something about it. And it's an epidemic, because what we are teaching our children is that it doesn't matter who you are, how you feel, what you want. You need to keep pushing and persevering. And that's the opposite of what we need to create in our youth. We need to help them understand that they do matter. Their voice matters. Their purpose for being on this planet matters. And what they want their life to look like matters. And we cannot teach them if we don't live in that same existence. So what I'm wanting to address is give women the okay to say, this isn't okay with me. I'm not okay with being overwhelmed, with doing something for everybody. I want to learn to say no. I want to learn to say, I want this in my life. I must have this in my life. Help them to establish healthy boundaries and also help them to establish healthy communication, not just with their families, but also within themselves, so that they can feel powerful to continue to move forward. We have got to do what we can as women to help our youth. They need us, but they need us whole and complete. Not perfect, whole and complete. And there's a big difference between the two.
You've brought up so many different points that are so right, and you do. I mean, when you mentioned women who are, who are giving to everyone else, and how we don't see ourselves and we don't give to ourselves, that is, like you said, it's an epidemic. I mean, I'm guilty of that. To learn how to receive, it is, I believe, one of the most challenging, elements that exist, especially when you are a nurturer, when you care about people, when you want to make a difference, when you want to help, when your life's purpose voices to do more and to change what's taking place in our society, our family. You know, we all have different goals, and all of them are always about, you know, wanting something better, wanting to really bring justice or bring nurturing or bring love or bring change. And I believe that with that, you know, comes a lot of responsibility that we like to take on, and we always like to be, you know, we always put ourselves at such a, what can I say, a pedestal of perfection, that if it's not right and if it's not all done, then you know what? Well, we failed. Mm. And we take that on with, you know, we take that on into our personal relationships, into our relationships with our mates, into our relationships with our children, because then we place expectations on them.
Mm. Yeah, you touched on quite a few things that are so key. Receiving, expectations, perfectionism, all of those things I really feel can cripple a woman, cripple any human being. I had a conversation with my husband this weekend about expectations, and that it is my belief to not have any. Now, when I say that, he kind of looks at me like, what do you mean, no expectations? Do you just give up? And I said, no. See, there's a difference. When you have an expectation about how something should be, there's a key word in that, and that should. And things should be a certain way. I have expectations that they should be this way. But a lot of times things in our life are outside of our control. And when you don't hold your life to a level of expectation, then you can't be disappointed. When you live in the present moment and love what life brings you, then you can make powerful choices for yourself, because it's connected to that moment. When you are adhering to an ideal of what you should be, or adhering to an expectation of what life should look like, you're not remaining present to what life offers you. And so therefore, you can't give life back. You're trying to give over in this direction, but yet life is trying to have you receive in another. So when we talk about receiving, and I just want to touch upon that, that's not an easy thing for a lot of women to do. I spoke to a man yesterday at the gym who said, oh, I've got to figure out how to help my wife relax. You know, we've got 5 kids, and she just can't stop. She's just running on overload, and she needs to stop. And I said, well, you know, and we had a little discussion about that. But that's an epidemic in this country, is that we feel that we have to keep on that gerbil wheel of keep going and going and going. And sometimes if you can just stop for a moment and receive what life has to offer you, you can feel so much more empowered by that than more so than what you can create on your own. That's what I believe. And I think that becoming a healthy receiver is a gift that we can give ourselves. And even in the Bible it says, ask and you shall receive. But there's a quote that Tony Robbins says that I really love, when he says, ask and you shall receive. It does not say whine and get what you want. Ask and you shall receive. But you also need to make yourself worthy of receiving. Now, what to me that means, when they say worthy of receiving, we're all worthy. We are. We're human beings. We breathe. We have spirit. We're creations of God, and we're all worthy. But a lot of people don't think that they are. You've got to become worthy and believe that you are worthy so that you can receive. And through this movement, that is what I aspire to do, is to help women to recapture that love of who they are so that they can receive what they ask for. But so many times, women don't even know where to begin to ask for what they need for themselves. So through Wise to Win and through other organizations, I want to connect women to what's out there, whether it's an organization they want to participate in, whether it's answers that they need to become healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, is to give them that safe haven and that venue to make that happen.
Now, what type of women are you looking to work with, to serve?
Oh, one that's breathing?
So she can make it past that point?
What type of woman? Tall, short, skinny, fat? I don't care. It's a woman. A woman who's breathing. A woman who's looking, to be more specific, and I understand. But a woman who's looking for answers. A woman who is at that point of knowing her life is worth something greater than maybe what she's getting, but now wants to make that move forward, doesn't know how, is afraid to. Maybe she's afraid to let go of a marriage that's been unhealthy. Maybe she's afraid to let go of some of the blame and some of the hurt that she's carried with her entire life. but I'm not just looking for the woman who's hurting, because I think we all are at some level. I'm also looking for women who want to give to those women, women who are passionate about helping to support other women and at the same time support our youth, because that's ultimately where my heart lies, is helping our youth through their caregivers. And so the women that I would love to connect to through these activities and through these programs and through these events are women that come from both ends of the spectrum. And I want to bridge the gap between the two, between what's available and what is needed. And that's the whole purpose of what we're doing with CWM.
And you know what you said before really hit, because you said, you know, wanting to help women. And when we realize that when we nurture a woman in turn goes back and nurtures her family, her community, her coworkers, her spouse. You know, men are, and I've always said it, we as the nucleus, we can either, you know, destroy or erect. We can either, you know, work with people to help them rise above where they've been, or we can also destroy where they're at. And that, I believe, you know, take a room full of men, and it's one, there's one energy. You know, take a room with men and then bring women into it, and there's a whole different synergy. You know, or take a family, a father and kids without a mom in the home, and there's coldness. You know, that there's a certain, there's something that's missing, and it's not just something on the periphery, but it is a nucleus. It is the centeredness of what the home life is like. And so I, you know, when you speak of women, I say, you know, in really bringing the spirit and this ability for women to connect and to nurture and to combine them, you know, their insight, you know, insights and desires. It's an amazing, I think it's an amazing movement, an amazing project to be able to look toward having.
Mm-hmm. You brought something up, too, that's interesting, is that you said, you know, women are definitely the nucleus of the family. I believe in that wholeheartedly. We're the one that weaves the courage in, we weave the emotions, we weave the spirit. We offer just perspective and just an entirely different energy into a home. And it's not that men are not capable. We are wired differently, we are designed differently, and we're designed that way for a purpose. And there are going to be homes where there is no mother. So you do have a father who maybe lost a wife or whatever it might be, and he is now the nucleus of the family. And one of the things that we can do as women within the community and as women within this Courageous Women movement is to not forget those people, is to not forget those men who could also be reaching out. And if you're a woman who does not have children, or never has children, or never can, or never wants to, which is okay too. You know, not everybody is supposed to have children. But you can still inspire, move, motivate, and touch a father's life through your courage and through your words and through your inspiration. We need to, as a community, link arms. We're not in this world alone. We're not placed on this planet for no reason except to what happens within your four walls. Now, within a home, yes, there's going to be obligations, there's stresses, there's all these different things. But what a gift that we can give not just our youth, but our spouses, the incredible gift of living a life that serves a greater purpose than ourselves. That doesn't mean put your family before you, put your kids before you, put the community before you. Serving a higher purpose also means serving your spirit. Giving yourself time, honoring and respecting who you are. Well, a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I had a conversation, and one of the things he said to me was that, I am so proud of you, of who you are becoming, and that you've got a voice, and that you're powerful. And I just think that that's beautiful, and I admire you for that. Now, living my life according to my own beliefs, values, my ethics, and loving who I am has touched my family. And that's what we need to do within this community, is we have to be an example of what it is to live a life with integrity, with honesty, with love, compassion, and just be that example. And we can move men in that direction by just surrounding them with powerful women like that.
And that is so appropriately said. I remember many years ago when I first started getting involved with personal development, and I attended an association, the NAFI, National Association for Female Executives, and this was back, I will tell you, probably 20 years. So I was very young, and the woman that stepped out on stage, who was at that time someone on the board, she came out, and her story had been an abusive relationship, a marriage that she had left, and she ended up finding herself homeless with her youth, with her children, and she rose to be the editor-in-chief for Essence Magazine. And she wrote a book, and the book and that one phrase that she shared with everyone has lived with me through life, and many and oftentimes when I've had situations where I've had to remember something or overcome something, those words have really created an ability for me to write above it. And it was, give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away.
That's powerful.
And it's women, we need that. We need to be able to come, because to come together and really stand up and have a venue from which we can be with other people who share the hardships, who share the love, who share the inspiration, who share the motivation, and really stemming from a place where we can be leaders and be mentors, because I feel that is how we are wired.
Right. You said something just a moment ago too, Sandra, which I want to bring up a point on, and that is, you said, women, before we give too much of ourselves. We give ourselves away, right. Think about all these women who are successful entrepreneurs, who run small businesses up to multi-million-dollar businesses, and their wives and their mothers. And when we watched the Globe Project the other night, a phenomenal film, it really drove that home on how these women live their lives, or trying to keep everything into balance or keep it in check. Those women who are at that level of success struggle the same, if not more, than women who don't have that level of success, because they're trying to do everything and be everything and uphold, taking care of their families and not feeling overwhelmed. And it's a place that a lot of women want to go to, because financial success is what a lot of women want. Some women don't care, but a lot of women want, and those are still the women that we need to get connected into CWM, because they have what a lot of women aspire to have as far as success, but there's going to be women that don't have that level of success but yet have spirit, connection, and those women that are successful may want to have what they have. So I want to link those two groups together so that they can learn off of each other and not just inspire through talk, but to literally share action steps that they can take to move their life in a more positive, healthy direction, whatever that might mean for them. And that's how we can impact our families. That's how we can impact our community. We've been very fortunate. We got very close to having a woman president, which is amazing. We have someone now, a woman in office, regardless of what you think about her. That's a powerful position for a woman to be in. And that position is giving us hope, just like having Obama as president gives this country hope, if you choose. We can choose to look at anything that's happening within our community, within our government, and do anything with that story. You can make any story about it and make it be a good one or not such a good one. What I want to do with CWM is teach women to look for the gems in that coal, to look for the diamond in the coal, what might appear to be not such a good thing, and turn it around and make it great. Because we can't make powerful choices for ourselves until we get into the mindset of being great. And that's so
important.
What's
great, but I'm sorry, what I wanted to share with you, and you mentioned the movie that we watched, which was so inspirational. We learn from others. We learn from history. We learn from predecessors, and that is the best way. It's almost like it's funny, just looking at the differences that there are between men and women, when, generally, when a woman and a man drive, if a woman's lost, she has no qualms about stopping and asking. The joke is always that the man will not ask. And the same thing is, if we are driving our lives forward and we are going and we're lost, we, most of the times, you know, we want to ask and we want to ask others. So what better way to proceed forward than by asking those who have already been there, who have gone through the struggle and overcome it? And like you mentioned, the movie that we watched with the GLOW Project, that was incredible because all of these women had to undergo the challenges in life where that was the moment where they had to rise up above their limitations and say, you know what, I do not have options but to go forward, to change what's taking place in my life, and to really step up. And in the process, these women have become amazing entrepreneurs, amazing prominent women, you know, corporate achievers who have really transformed their life and the lives of those around them. And, you know, it's amazing to see that. And so share with us what you have coming up then.
Well, I have an event coming up that is in the development stage, but I'm very excited about it, and it's going to launch CWM into the community, the Courageous Women Movement, and that's called the Love Fest. The goal of the Love Fest is very much about what I discussed with CWM and what I want to do as a movement within the community and then ultimately globally is start to create that link with women within the community. But at this specific event, it will be a full-day event, and it's going to connect women to the mind, body, spirit of their life and career. So the day is going to be broken up into those different areas. And I have a huge network of people that want to get connected. What I really want to bring to the table are women who have businesses, who have opportunities or answers that they would like to share with the community, things that they have that excites them, that they believe can help other women, and get involved in this into this event, whether it's a personally owned business, whether it's some healthy products that you believe really can help a woman. But in this specific event, there's going to be breakout sessions. And in those breakout sessions, women can plug into, it'll be separated into two portions. The first day, part of the day, will be body and spirit, and the second half of the day will be mind and then action and career. So we want to start working with them at the core, and there'll be breakout sessions that they can attend to learn more about health, about spirit, and how they can start to work on that portion of their life. And then they'll have lunch. And the second half of the day is, now that you've ignited your spirit, let's talk about your mindset. What are you going to do with that new awareness? What new choices can you make for yourself? And then now that you've created that, how are you going to progress forward in your life so that you can create, whether it's a career — not every woman wants a career. Some women want to be the best mother they can be. So whatever that might be, and that's your career. So whatever your career choice might be, the last part of the day is going to start to open you up to organizations you can plug into, start connecting your purpose and your mission to a location, to a specific place that they can start serving. And if it's their family, what can you do to add value to your family so you can start getting the results you're looking for? So there's going to be entertainment, there's going to be food. And I want this to really make an impact in the community so that women know they're not out there by themselves. Sandra? Okay. I don't know if I'm on your show by myself, but I might be. So I'm just going to continue to talk and share also what CWM is doing with the Rise to Win Network. And the Rise to Win Network to me is such a huge answer to what we need in our communities to help our youth, to inspire our youth, and to give them answers as well, to let them know that they're not out there by themselves, and we really need community leaders and organizations to step up for this. We can't do this without them. So I really encourage your listeners as well to plug in to the Rise to Win and really add value, whether it's funds, whether it's tools, location, to really help us to start saving our children. So anyway, that being said, if I am on your show by myself, I want to thank you for allowing me to be here today, and look forward to continuing to build and impact our communities.